Let's say you're cruising the grocery store, you stop to pick up some cookies, and let's say they're made from some company called Butter Farm Organics. Well, would you think the cookies are organic? It'd be sort of logical to think that. Well, just because it says organic in the brand name doesn't actually mean the food is necessarily organic. Seems confusing? Well, the USDA might think so, too. The department issued new instructions yesterday to try to be clear on some of the confusion for consumers. They're going to be reviewing on a case-by-case basis companies that use the word organic in their brand names, companies like Newman's Own Organics. Here with us now to talk about the system behind organic food labeling and what the change could mean is Charles Benbrook. He's a research professor at Washington University Center for Sustaining Agriculture and Natural Resources and a scientist at the Organic Center. Charles, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you.
Well, there are guidelines on what food can be called organic, but currently, are there regulations on companies using that word in their company names?
Well, not really. There's been an informal policy in place since the passage of the Organic Food Production Act that's created a bit more wiggle room than probably has been helpful for both the industry and consumers who are trying to make decisions in the supermarket. So this new policy guidance put out by the National Organic Program within USDA yesterday really clarifies how going forward the National Organic Program is going to deal with this.
So right now, say a company could use the word organic in their label, but the food itself could be unorganic.
That's right. You cited one example, Newman's Own Organic, that puts out so many popular salad dressings that actually don't contain much organic content. Another example would be Horizon Organic, dairy products, some of which are not 100% organic as well.
How do you think this has affected consumers?
Well, I don't think it's been a serious problem up till now. There aren't that many companies that have organic in their name, but with the pace of innovation and investment in the organic space now, there's certainly going to be many others. And There is a significant shortage of supply in many key organic ingredients. So there's a practical reality for many companies that are either trying to get into the space or expand their market share that they simply can't get enough of the essential ingredients to meet the 100% organic or organic label standard, which is 95% of the content in a given food product has to be certified organic.
As a consumer, though, I mean, how do you know that right now? If something says organic right there in the brand, you're going to think that's organic. You may buy it for that very reason. How is a consumer to tell the difference right now?
Well, they actually can't. And that's why it's really good that the NOP issued this guidance. You know, those of us that have been working to protect organic integrity for years, only wish they had done it about 5 years ago.
How do organic companies, the ones that are actually producing 100% organic food, feel about this?
Well, I would imagine that they think that this is a positive clarification of informal NOP policy that perhaps was not always consistently adhered to. You know, I think that it's the right thing for the NOP to have done. And a couple of years from now, after the various labels that are not in compliance with this new policy have gone through the process of being changed, it will eliminate this problem. One of the good things, one of the outcomes of this that is really going to be beneficial is the organic food market is becoming a global one, and there are many, many companies around the world that have the word organic in their name but use a substantial quantity of non-organic products. So consumers, when they see imported organic products, they will, after this policy is put in place, they'll have a much better idea of what they're buying.
Why wasn't this more cut and dried well before this? Why didn't it violate some sort of truth in advertising sort of rule?
Good question. The organic community is never short of opinions and visions, and it's just proves very difficult to make changes in the organic regulations that were, you know, as embodied in the National Organic Program in the year 2000. It's been 14 years now that since the original National Organic Program rule was issued, and to be perfectly blunt, there hasn't been a significant change to it since.
Hmm. So they're finally getting around to making some of these changes, maybe catching up with the industry. So as I understand it, what happens is that a company gets flagged, maybe Newman's Own Organics, and then that company will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. Do you have any idea how that process will work?
Well, actually, the administrator of the NOP, Miles McAvoy, did a call with stakeholders yesterday and clarified some of these process issues. It sounds like the certifiers will get a guidance document from the NOP that instructs them in the next year, as different products come through for their certification review, to make sure that this policy is being adhered to. If it's not, the certifier will issue, as they do now in similar cases, a letter of noncompliance, which will give the company probably a year, I'm guessing, to get all of the labels that have the incorrect labeling off of products that are in the distribution channels. So, you know, I think it may be 6 months to a year before all of the labels that are not in compliance with this policy have cleared through the system. But I think it'll happen in an orderly way now.
Now, are you saying this is going to be on a product-by-product basis instead of a whole brand sort of basis?
Well, that's what the NOP said. Products are certified one product at a time. So the reviews will happen when a product comes up for renewal for its organic certification. Now, the issue that I think is an open question is I'm not sure that Newman's Own Organic has any fully certified or even any certified organic brands in the marketplace. So what happens if they don't go to a certifier? I mean, if the product isn't certified in the first place, then it's not going to be held in noncompliance. So the issue of what the NOP is going to do to companies that have organic in their name but no certified organic products remains to be seen. I don't know what the NOP plans to do, but certainly they will do something in that scenario.
Well, in general, how effective do you think organic labeling is in the United States?
Oh, I think it's very effective. It's clearly defined. It's rigorous. The organic community is blessed or cursed with an oversupply of watchdogs and folks that want to both hold the National Organic Program feet to the fire as well as companies. So you don't get away with blatant cheating in the organic arena without getting called out.
Although in this case, you know, if you just take the example, I hate to pick on Newman's Organics again, but that's a company that's out there, has tons of products, and you're saying it could take a couple years for these to be labeled properly.
Well, you know, I think Newman's Own Organics is a case that it's less clear, because, as I said, the vast majority of what they sell is not organic and not certified as organic. So it's those products are not going through the normal NOP system. So I don't know the process that the NOP will use to enforce compliance with this new policy in that case.
Are there other steps that you're thinking the USDA should be thinking about to make sure organic food is properly labeled, or is this a pretty solid step they're taking here?
Oh, it's certainly a solid step, and I think there'll certainly be some issues that arise in the international arena, because in Europe, for example, organic in many countries is biodynamic. So does that mean that Amy's biodynamic waffles, does that hit this trigger because actually biodynamic means organic in parts of the world? So there'll be some issues like that come up. And then, as we've talked about with Newman's Own and other companies that have organic in their in the name of the company, but have substantial product lines that make no organic claim and have little or no organic content. How it's going to be enforced in that case remains to be seen, but I'm sure it will be.
Charles, thank you much for coming on and talking about this.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Charles Benbrook, research professor at the Washington State University Center for Sustaining Agriculture and Natural Resources. The USDA released new instructions yesterday for companies that use the word organic in their brand names.